在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
The hair, an eye and a hand were torn from him as a poor compensation for their loss, and a short respite was allowed that he might feel the bitterness of death. Astride on a camel, without any danger of a rescue, he was carried through the city, and the basest of the populace rejoiced to trample on the fallen majesty of their prince.After 1,000 blows and outrages, Andronicus was hung by the feet between two pillars that supported the statues of a wolf and a sow, and every hand that could reach the public enemy inflicted on his body some mark of ingenious or brutal cruelty, till two friendly or furious Italians, plunging their swords into his body, released him from all human punishment. In this long and painful agony, Lord, have mercy upon me,And why will you bruise a broken reed? Were the only words that escaped from his mouth. Our hatred for the tyrant is lost in pity for the man, nor can we blame his pusillanimous resignation, since a Greek Christian was no longer master of his life. I have been tempted to expatiate on the extraordinary character and adventures of Andronicus.But I shall here terminate the series of the Greek emperors since the time of Heraclius. The branches that sprang from the Comnenian trunk had insensibly withered, and the male line was continued only in the posterity of Andronicus himself, who, in the public confusion, usurped the sovereignty of Trebizond, so obscure in history and so famous in romance. A private citizen of Philadelphia,Constantine Angelus had emerged to wealth and honors by his marriage with the daughter of the Emperor Alexius. His son Andronicus is conspicuous only by his cowardice. His grandson Isaac punished and succeeded the tyrant. But he was dethroned by his own vices and the ambition of his brother, and their discord introduced the Latins to the conquest of Constantinople, the first great period in the fall of the Eastern Empire.If we compute the number and duration of the reigns, it will be found that a period of 600 years is filled by 60 emperors, including in the Augustan list some female sovereigns, and deducting some usurpers who were never acknowledged in the capital, and some princes who did not live to possess their inheritance. The average proportion will allow 10 years for each emperor.Far below the chronological rule of Sir Isaac Newton, who, from the experience of more recent and regular monarchies, has defined about 18 or 20 years as the term of an ordinary reign. The Byzantine Empire was most tranquil and prosperous when it could acquiesce in hereditary succession. Five dynasties, the Heraclian, Isaurian, Amorian, Basilian, and Comnenian families, enjoyed and transmitted the royal patrimony during their respective series of 5, 4, 3, 6, and 4 generations. Several princes number the years of their reign with those of their infancy, and Constantine VII and his two grandsons occupy the space of an entire century.But in the intervals of the Byzantine dynasties, the succession is rapid and broken, and the name of a successful candidate is speedily erased by a more fortunate competitor. Many were the paths that led to the summit of royalty. The fabric of rebellion was overthrown by the stroke of conspiracy, or undermined by the silent arts of intrigue. The favorites of the soldiers or people, or the senate or clergy,of the women and eunuchs were alternately clothed with a purple. The means of their elevation were base, and their end was often contemptible or tragic. A being of the nature of man, endowed with the same faculties, but with a longer measure of existence, would cast down a smile of pity and contempt on the crimes and follies of human ambition, so eager in a narrow span to grasp at a precarious and short-lived enjoyment.It is thus that the experience of history exalts and enlarges the horizon of our intellectual view. In a composition of some days, in a perusal of some hours, 600 years have rolled away, and the duration of a life or reign is contracted to a fleeting moment. The grave is ever beside the throne. The success of a criminal is almost instantly followed by the loss of his prize, and our immortal reason survives and disdains the 60 phantoms of kings who have passed before our eyes and faintly dwell on our remembrance.